So, welcome to this session on SharePoint 2010 as a business intelligence platform. I'm Sergio Luca, I'm a SharePoint MVP. I've been using SharePoint since version 1, almost 10 years ago. I'm a SharePoint trainer, speaker, and an author, and I work for DevoTeam Belgium. Hello, Isabel.
Hello, Serge. I'm Isabel Van Kempenot. I've been working on SQL Server since 10 years, and I'm a trainer, speaker, DBA, and consultant for ICT7 in Brussels.
Okay, so here's the agenda of the session. The level of the session is 200. Three part. First, a quick introduction to SharePoint BI. Next, we'll move to some BI concepts. So Isabel will give you an overview of the BI concept that we think are very important. Before getting into the real stuff, SharePoint BI demos. So you'll get a lot of demos. So this session is basically focused on demos. It's level 200, so after this live meeting, we'll do a more deeper webcast on each technology if you want to get deeper, of course. Quick introduction, so SharePoint 2010 is a business collaboration platform for the enterprise and the web. There are six main functionalities in SharePoint 2010, and one of them, called Insight, is the BI part. So with Insight, we can give a meaning to your data. It is important to note that most BI functionalities of SharePoint 2010 are only available in enterprise CAL version. There is one small exception, which is reporting services, which can be integrated in SharePoint 2010 in other versions, so in SharePoint Foundation and SharePoint Standard. Okay, so here Insight only in SharePoint Enterprise. So the main message is you don't need to buy any specialized BI tools to create and to consume BI. Now with Microsoft tools, almost anybody can create and consume BI. We call that BI for everyone, or self-service BI, or even more, power to the users. So before getting into the main topic, we will switch to the general BI concept. So Isabel, it's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah, we share the microphone, yes.
No, it's okay. Okay, as you know, companies accumulate, manage, and analyze ever-increasing amount of data about customer, parts, markets, accounts, and that's a real gold mine. And the value of business intelligence has become even more evident as companies hold terabytes of data that must be sorted, filtered, and analyzed for decision-making insight. In IT, we can say that we have two different worlds. We have the operation world and the decision world. In operation world, we write the data because we make transaction and it is granular. One person buy a few items at one moment. In decision world, we read the data because we have to focus on what we did in the past to make decision for the future, and we analyze. So to achieve this, we have to work with an other kind of database. We call that data warehouse. And in data warehouse, we have another way to modelize database. It's the star schema. The star schema is divided in two types of tables, the fact and the dimension. Facts are representing what we want to measure. As an example, a sales amount, a margin, a quantity. Dimension describe the facts. By is the keyword to remember what a dimension is. It is an axis of analysis. For example, what are the sales amount by vendor, by region, by year. Okay.
Okay, so if I understand, so you have to create a data warehouse, and in the data warehouse you bring data from different data sources, not just Microsoft data sources. So it could be Oracle, DB2, or whatever. And then you move to something else?
Yes. We build another kind of database. That's the data warehouse with data collected around the enterprise to better understand what's on our business. And once we have this model implemented, we can build cubes on top of them. And that is what SQL Server Analysis Service is all about. Cubes provide us with a central place to pre-aggregate the data and make common calculation that we can deliver via several client tools, as we will illustrate later in this session. As you can see on this slide, the data are ready to be consumed because they are prepared. For instance, this cube illustrates if we want to show the profit margin, we can find this at bottom of the cubes on the axis measure. And then we can slice by product category dimension to find the bike. And then with another axis, we can slice again with the time dimension to get the month of February. And we finally get the profit margin for bikes for February.
Okay, so could we achieve, do we always have to create a cube, or can we achieve the same thing by starting from the operational database and by writing T-SQL statement with group by or sum or whatever? Cannot we do that? Or?
Yes, indeed, you can get the same result, but the problems in that case are you will work with the living data with contention because of the aggregation of large data sets. And because of the normalized schema, you have to join and to query much more table. And you have to make the calculation at real time of the query, real time of the query processing. And maybe are the necessary data not coming from the same environment? SAP, Excel.
Okay. So here, in this case, the data is pre-calculated, is ready to be grabbed, to be fetched, so you don't have to do that. It can be in memory or on somewhere stored on the disk. But here, with Cube, we go through huge amount of data. So data, speed, and performance is important?
Yes, performance and size matters.
Okay, so size matters, yeah? But that's going to be for another session, if you want. Okay. Okay, so Isabel, what kind of people consume BI data?
We can say there are three main categories of people who consume business intelligence. First, we have the manager. Manager wants dashboard and KPI, key performance indicator, or status indicator, to know what's wrong, and they need to explore and drill down to good understand the possibly problem.
Okay, or?
Second, we have the analyst, also known as Excel guys, because they have often an intensive usage of Excel to deep dive into the business results. And they want to use Excel, but they need to receive the correct data. And at last category, we have the normal end user, would just read organized report with possibly the ability to use parameters.
Okay, so Isabel, what kind of software can we use? Should we buy specialized software to consume or create BI?
The good news is that you don't specially need to buy any specific and expensive software to create and to consume business intelligence area in your enterprise. With SQL Server 2008, you receive analysis service to build cubes. You have the reporting services to author reports and deliver them. You have the integration service as an ETL layer You have the master data service as a semantic layer, and all of that is the data warehousing stack.
Okay, so if I understand, the integration service allows to bring data from different kind of data sources, to bring that into a data warehouse, and to bring and to extract, to clean up, etc.
Yes, it's very important to have clean data to begin with business intelligence.
Okay, and then if you want, you can build a queue with analyze service or other technologies.
Yes,
we'll see.
That's right.
On top of this, you have, of course, SharePoint. And why do we need SharePoint? Because in SharePoint we can store, we can share reports, we can share insights. We benefit of all the possibilities of SharePoint collaboration. So we have versioning on report, we have people can subscribe, we have workflow approval, etc. So we can also create insight from SharePoint as well, as we will see. We can search to SharePoint BI data because the fast search engine is BI aware. So there are many reasons for using SharePoint as a BI platform, as you will see. But on top of SharePoint, well, not just on top, but in parallel with SharePoint, we have an amazing tool, which is Office 2010. And especially in Office 2010, two products like Excel 2010. With Excel, you can create amazing reports with or without KPI, I think like this, as you will see. And also with Visio service, as we will see as well in the demo, we can create chart, diagram, and we can bind this diagram with data. So basically, how can we consume BI? Well, you can consume BI with or without a new technology called Power Pivot that we'll illustrate. You can consume BI by creating reports and with Report Builder, a new tool, or Visual Studio as well, so you can create reporting service reports. Of course, SharePoint, and you can create custom application if you want to consume BI. So now let's move to the SharePoint BI tools topic. This slide summarizes the main BI tools in SharePoint 2010. So we have the status indicator, we have the chart web part, performance point services, reporting service, BI search, Visio services, Excel services, and Power Pivot. So we will illustrate most of these technologies. Again, later in another session, we will get deeper on each of them. Okay, so this is level 200. Let's move to the first technologies, status indicator. So first, before moving to status indicator, it's important to remind some architecture concept. For instance, here we have the web front-end in SharePoint. So in SharePoint, we have web front-end and application server. On the web front-end, you'll find, for instance, SQL Server reporting services. On the application server, you'll have Visio service, Excel services, performance point services, and on the data tier, you have SQL Server, and between them, you'll have a new technology called SQL Server Power Pivot for SharePoint that we will illustrate. Okay, so that's a big picture. If you want to auto-report, you need to use Excel, Visio, Performance Point Dashboard Designer, and other technologies. And to view report, you can use, of course, the browser, Microsoft Office, like Excel, for instance, and also mobile devices. So let's focus on the first, and let's demonstrate the first technology, the first easy technology in SharePoint 2010, BI technology in SharePoint 2010. So the first is called the status indicator. In the previous version of SharePoint, so in MOS, we call that key performance indicator. So we use key performance indicator if you want to set up a goal and a target, and if you want to know if we achieve or not the goal. And by creating status indicator in SharePoint, we can grab data, so we can grab actuals from many, many, many data sources, as you will see. So let's go for the demo. So I'm going to try to share my virtual machine.
It's already there.
It's already there. Yeah. Here we go. Okay. hope that you can see my VM. Yes. Thank you. So to create status indicator or KPI, you just need to create a new kind of list called status list. So here in SharePoint 2010. Yeah, for your information, this website has been created from the business intelligence template, which provides some out-of-the-box stuff. But you, what you will see in the demo can be done in any kind of site, including Teams site. You just need to activate the correct features, but that works in any kind of site template. So let's create a new kind of list. So here you will find the status list. So let's call that Litware KPIs. And now this is the list. So now you can create one or several KPIs. You can create KPIs from different kind of data source, SharePoint list, Excel worksheets, SQL Server analysis service, and for manually enter value, so value enter in directly in the list. Example here, I'm going to create a KPI that illustrates employee morale. That's the easy one. Value will be, for instance, let's say 8. And now you can put your target here. So let's say when it's greater than 7, you get green. Between 5 and 7, you get yellow, and red if it's otherwise. Okay, so that's a very, very simple KPI. So of course, you can create more complex KPI. For instance, I will create a KPI from something stored in an Excel spreadsheet. So I will upload a spreadsheet from my workstation. And let's try to find it here. Okay. So when you upload an Office document to SharePoint, you can visualize it in pure web mode in any browser. No? You don't have to install anything on your workstation. So for instance, here, this spreadsheet represents a sales by country. So here we define Belgium. Here's the sales column. Goal is to be able to achieve 120. Warning is 80. And that's the current value. So let's go to my status indicator list, Litware KPI, this one. And let's create a new KPI based on an Excel worksheet. So let's call that Belgium sales. And here you can specify the workbook we want to grab the data from. So in my website, I will grab something from the document library. This worksheet, and down below you can specify where you want to grab data in the worksheet. So for instance, here, just click here and SharePoint will show you the spreadsheet. So I want to set the value, so the value will be grabbed from this cell. The goal, yeah, let's click on set. The goal will be grabbed from this cell here, and the warning will be grabbed from this cell. Click OK. So you have a new indicator. Here we go. So you get yellow. Okay? So, and for instance, you can display all of this indicator in a web page, in a web part, in a web page, etc. People can click on one specific indicator. For instance, I can click on Belgium sales. And when you click on Belgium sales, you get more details about your KPI. So for instance, you get a detail here. When you click on employee morale, you'll get this picture with more detail here, okay? So that's pretty easy. So here again, Belgium sales with the picture. And you can customize the page if you want. You can put the logo, your company logo, etc., and other data if you want. So that's pretty easy. So let's go to the slide. Okay. Yeah, before moving to chart web part, I would like to say this. You can create KPIs of KPIs as well. So for instance, you can have many KPIs in child site. You can have many sites with many KPIs, and then you can aggregate all these KPI in one website, so you can create KPI of KPIs, kind of meta KPI if needed. That's also sometimes very, very important to know. So the next technology, which is also very easy to use, is the chart web part. So let's take a look at the chart web part by doing a demo directly here. So I will share my virtual machine. Okay, here we go. So first, before doing this, let's switch back to my website here. Okay, and I will generate some kind of data in SharePoint list. So here I have a batch file that will generate some data. It's a live demo. We create everything from scratch, by the way. Okay, so two SharePoint lists will be generated. Okay, so normally here, let's get back to my website. So I have two new lists, sales by country and sales by year. So I will focus on sales by year. So this list shows you the list of revenue for each country for each year. Okay, so you get this and you want to give some meaning to this data. So one easy option before using more powerful tool is, of course, to use the chart web part, which is part of SharePoint 2010 Enterprise. And to do this, I will create a web page. Let's call that chart demo. I'm not very creative today. So chart demo, and in this page, I will just put a web part. You see, this web part is located in the business data category, which means it's part of SharePoint Enterprise. And here we have the chart web part. Let's put that to a website. So by default, you get a default web part. And if you want to use that against your data, you need first to connect the web part to your data. So let's click on connect chart to data. So you can connect to many different kind of data source. You can connect your chart to another web part. You can connect that the chart to a SharePoint list, to the business data catalog, which is a way to bring external data, which is not in SharePoint, into SharePoint. That's new in SharePoint 2010. You can connect your chart web part to Excel service as well. So we'll keep it simple. We'll connect our chart web part to a SharePoint list, so the one I showed you before. So just specify the website here, the list you want to grab the data from, for instance, sales by country. Click next. You get a preview of your data. If you want, you can filter the data, so you can put some filter here. We won't. Let's click next, so it's pretty out of the box. Even my grandma can do that. Now you need to specify the X axis and Y axis. So for instance, here the X axis, I want to see the year, and I want to group that by country, for instance. There are many, many other options. So I encourage you to explore all these options, so you can use many calculations, many data analyses. Okay, so let's click on finish. You get a basic web part here. Okay, so you get the year, and each rectangle is a country. Now the next step is to customize your data. So let's click on this again. And you can customize your chart. So for instance, you can choose a chart type in a huge set of choice here. For instance, you can choose bar, aria, so for instance, funnel. So it can be funnel to test all this stuff. Maybe a line. Yes, maybe a line. Yeah, let's take a line. So you can have 3D line, 3D charter, etc. So we'll stick to simpler stuff, right? And let's select this one.
Yes.
Okay. Next, you can set a theme, so you can provide different display options. That's pretty out of the box, very easy. You can specify the chart size, for instance, 500 here. Next, just specify where you want to display the chart title. For instance, here it will be sales by year by country. So you can specify where you want to move the title, the chart title. So let's put that here. Okay, now the legend. You can customize that. And I will put that here. And click finish, and you get it. So you get your chart. Okay, so very, very easy. And the chart web part is even smart, because you can even, for instance, do kind of group by. If you select this one, I think pie, yeah? And let's take a 3D, yeah?
Okay,
a 3D. You like donuts? You like donuts, yeah? You're on diet, no? So let's select
Don't
this
start.
One. Don't start this discussion.
Yes.
But okay, so for instance, you can do this, you see, and click finish. And all the data will be aggregated by year. So, and you get something like this.
It's smart.
Smart, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so basically it's very, very, very easy. For information, this chart web part come from which company?
From Dundas.
Dundas.
Dundas at first.
Okay. So
in most, it was a third part.
Yeah, it was not part of the previous version of SharePoint. No, it's part of SharePoint, so Microsoft bought this web part and customize the code to make it better.
It is the same as in report
server. Reporting service.
Mm-hmm.
Reporting service. Yeah. Okay. So that's a very good news for people who use Dundas web part, because that was really the best. No? So
yes.
No, you get that for free. Well, for free if you have SharePoint Enterprise. It's for free, so it's part of the package.
Yes.
Thank
you.
Sorry to jump in here, but that was actually just a question. When you said it's free, there was someone asking, is it free?
It's not really free. It's free if you buy SharePoint 2010 Enterprise.
Okay.
So it's part of the SharePoint 2010 Enterprise cloud.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a private joke. It's not free.
Okay.
SharePoint is not free.
SharePoint is not free. It's less expensive than a competitor product, but it's not free
of course,
yet.
Yeah.
It's not free yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get back to the slides. Oops, sorry. I select the wrong one. Oh, sorry for this. I will switch to the
good one.
The good one.
The good
one.
No.
Okay, it's context switching, sometimes expensive. So, the next technology, the next BI technology is performance point services. So performance point services is interesting. If you want to create more complex, if you want to deal with more complex KPI, if you have a list of KPI, a set of KPI that we call scorecards, or if you want to create a real dashboard with scorecards, with charts, with many things, then you have to go to performance point. Even if sometimes using Excel can be interesting as well, so I will show you that. Performance point is now available in SharePoint 2010. It's previously the ProClarity product that Microsoft bought years ago, but this product has been integrated in SharePoint, so you can only use it if you have SharePoint. So it's a real SharePoint product now. It's a real SharePoint product, and also it follows the SharePoint architecture, which is its service application. So it's scalable, it can run on different application server, it supports load balancing, etc. Let's do a demo of performance point instead of showing slides.
Good idea.
Yeah. So, and let's start from scratch. That's the deal. Again, I will share my desktop.
Yes.
Oh, that works.
Bad.
Okay. So, how can we use performance points? Well, the best solution is to start from a Business Intelligence Center website, so based on the Business Intelligence template, because then a set of lists will be created by default, but you can do that in any kind of website, as I mentioned before. And when you create a Business Intelligence Center website, you get some guidance here, you see. You have guidance about using Excel service, about using dashboard, for instance, start using performance service. And here, if you want to create dashboard, or if you want to use performance service, the best practice is to use the dashboard designer. So for instance, if I click here, a click once application, so an application with written in Windows Presentation Foundation, for that's for developers, I like that, will be downloaded and installed on your workstation, the free way, so you have to wait a little bit. And this dashboard designer will work together with your SharePoint site. So whatever you do in dashboard designer will be stored in SharePoint. And for our case, what we want to do is to display sales by region, by vendors. So we want to have a dashboard that illustrates that. And we'll have to create a data connection object. So you need first to specify where you want to grab data from. So here, let's create a new data source. So you can create a data source on different kind of data, multi-dimensional, so like analysis service, for instance, or tabular list. So it's not just cube, it's just not just analysis service. You can do that from many kind of data source, including SharePoint list. Okay, let's focus on analysis service. So I'm going to create a data connection on my server, which is here. And I'm going to use the AdventureWorks, the venerable AdventureWorks data warehouse, because we have dimension, etc. So it's very fun. And here we are going to use the AdventureWorks cube. Let's test the data source to make sure connection is okay. Yeah, it's okay. And I will rename that, because it's good practice to rename your data source. AdventureWorks data warehouse. Okay, and let's save this somewhere. So here, I'll do that. Demo.
That's your solution. Okay.
Yeah, I'm creating a solution which will be stored on my workstation, and whatever I do in this solution will be sent to SharePoint if you want. Okay, but it's a solution, like a Visual Studio solution indeed, yes.
Okay. But now your data source is in the SharePoint container.
Yeah, exactly. If I get back to my website, so that's my website, yeah. If you click on this data connection, for instance, you'll see that there is one data connection which is pointing to AdventureWorks. So there is a, for that's for SharePointers, there is a performance point, data source, content type. There are many content type here. So everything is based on content type. We are really leveraging the SharePoint platform.
Okay.
I'm very excited by that.
Okay. So, I see that.
Yeah.
And now.
So no, next step. What's the next step? So if what we want to do is to create dashboard. So we want some KPIs.
Well,
our manager wants some KPIs. And to do that, we need to get here performance point content. So we need to create performance point object. And there are different kind of objects. So we'll create something from scratch. And the first object we need to create is we need to define the KPI, the OKPI definition. So let's create the KPI, the different kind of KPI. Let's select blank KPI. The other one will be for another session.
Yes,
the
sure.
The webcast, yeah. So let's call that sales KPI. Let's put an underscore. That's my naming convention.
Okay.
And okay, so how can we define a KPI? First, the actual, so the real value will be named sales, and the target, so what we want to achieve, will be named sales underscore target. Now, where are we going to grab the data from? So we are going to grab the data from AdventureWorks. Okay, so let's click here. And we are going to leverage the data source or the data connection we previously defined here, AdventureWorks. So let's select this. So I'm getting into my analysis service. And here, I want to measure something. So I need to select a measure, not a dimension, but a measure. And which measure are we going to select? You remember that?
The sales amount.
Okay, sales amount, this one. Mm-hmm. Sales amount, okay. And for the target, again, let's go.
To the measure sales amount quota.
Okay, let's try to find the measure.
In the cube.
Okay, thanks, thanks. You always need a BI specialist to create a cube for you. Don't forget that. Sales amount quota. So click OK. And now you can define your scoring or your KPI pattern and indicator. So you can click here and you can specify what kind of logic do you want to put behind your KPIs. Mm-hmm. So for instance, by default, you can specify this. If you reach 100%, you get green. From 50% to 100, you get yellow. And below 50%, you get red. You can change it. You can change many things. You can change the way you measure that. So if increasing is better or decreasing is better, or if close to target is better. Mm-hmm. And there are many other possibilities that we will explore in the webcasts afterwards. Okay, let's keep the default value. And now here, again, you can specify the indicator, so the picture, basically, you want to use. And you have a huge selection of picture. And this can be extended by writing code, mm-hmm. if needed.
And that's for the manager.
Yeah. So let's keep the default one, this one, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, finish. So now our KPI has been defined. Okay. And if you want to, normally it should have been stored in SharePoint. It's here. Yeah, KPI is here. There's mm-hmm. a KPI content type. That's for geeks like me. Yeah. Okay. So let's get back to SharePoint Designer. Now, what we want to do is to display or to illustrate the list of sales by countries and by vendors. Huh? So to display your KPIs in performance point, you need to create a dashboard object that will contain a scorecard. So first, we need to create a scorecard. Scorecard, if you think in terms of list of KPIs, you have to use the scorecard object. That's correct. Huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's call that sales scorecard. Okay, now on this window, you can drag and drop your KPIs. So for instance, I want to grab mm-hmm. and drop my sales KPI, the one I defined before. Just drop it here. That's for the measure. I'm saving because you never know what could happen. And now you need to specify the dimension. So you want to analyze your sales and sales target by what? So the by keyword is important. So mm-hmm. I want to analyze that by group of countries. So somewhere in my scorecard, I can define a dimension. So for instance, here you see dimension coming from my analysis service, from my cube. Mm-hmm. I can specify this dimension, sales territory. And in sales territory, there is a nice hierarchy. I have country, group, region, etc. Mm-hmm. You see, so first I will select group, which means continents. Europe, mm-hmm. North America, and Australia. So let's track group. And here you can select all the children. So if afterwards a new mm-hmm. child comes up, it will show up here. Mm-hmm. It's dynamically retrieved, mm-hmm. yes. So let's save that. And then you get something. You get a scorecard, you see? And here's your KPI.
Not so good.
Yeah, but we didn't reach a target. So we need more insight on this.
Yes, we need more insight.
But that's for next step. Yeah. So, but that's the scorecards. Mm-hmm. We still need to display that, to share that across everybody in the company. So, to do that, you need to create a dashboard, and there are many templates for the dashboard. I will keep this one. Let's call that sales dashboard. And a dashboard can contain one or several SharePoint pages. Usually there's only one, but you can have several. And what we are going to put on the dashboard is we are going to put our scorecard. So the scorecard we previously defined. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's drag and drop that. Okay, here we go.
And I think you have to deploy now.
I have to deploy, yes. So yes. Dashboard need to be deployed. It's not automatically deployed. I think that's for performance reason. So let's select your website. That's my... Oh, it's not this one. It's this one. Yeah, no, I understand. And this dashboard, document library. Okay, let's deploy that here. And normally you get something like this. Yeah, that works.
Okay,
that works in Pure website. Huh? So that's mm-hmm. Pure web. Okay, so but you see, we didn't reach our target, so we need more insight to see what went wrong, what and when maybe. Huh? So we need more detail. So we are going to put the countries over there. Let's go. So let's get back to the scorecards. So I need to use another dimension. And the dimension will be, which one?
It's the same dimension, but you need to drill down.
In the hierarchy.
Yes.
Yeah, I need to get into the country.
The countries.
Okay, and then you can just drag and drop that below.
Yes.
Here.
A little right.
Yeah, on the right side. Right side, this one. And again, so here are my different countries. But if a new one comes up, I want to be able to get it. So I will dynamically select children like this. Okay, let's...
Maybe...
Okay, let's save that. We never know what could happen here. And I will just do something here, which is I will remove empty row. Okay, here we go. So let's save that. And normally, it's already on my SharePoint page, right? I don't have to deploy that again. Huh? That's so if I refresh?
Yes, just refresh.
And you get it. Now you see more. We get more details. So in France, so in Europe, you have France, Germany, United Kingdom, etc. So no one is good. Huh? So
no one is good. Okay. More insight, maybe?
Maybe more insight. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, I find that very funny.
Hmm.
It's like a game.
You.
Yeah. So maybe you should be analyze that by employee, because not employee is wrong. So, right?
Often.
Yeah, often. Yeah, it's most of the time it's a manager problem, not an employee problem. Huh? But
we will see.
Okay, I think I will get fired.
Strangely, we don't have any indicator for manager.
Yeah, we should have more information
maybe,
about managers.
Maybe.
So let's select employee. And again here, in employee, there is an hierarchy of employee. There are many kind of employee. That's the benefit of cube and multidimensional data. So I will use that, and I will put that just under country. So last child, did I? Oh, I didn't. That's a bit technical for me.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. So in employee, there are many employee categories. And I want to grab only the sales guys. Sales. And in sales, there are many kind of sales. And I will select only sales representative. So this guy, real sales. They did a real job. Select children, right? Dynamically. Yeah.
Okay.
Normally it should be okay. Huh?
If you save.
We save it.
And filter them for empty rows.
We should filter. Yeah, it's maybe better now to do that. Yeah, it's already filtered.
Oh,
yeah, good.
Sorry.
Yeah, I did it. Okay, now let's get back to our page. And now we get the detail, you see? So. I don't see any good sales. It was not good sales. You see the sales here? Okay, so we need more information. First, I want to be able to collapse and expand that manually. So I need to specify that in the dashboard. So here, hopefully that people can follow that. Am I working too fast? Or here, I want to be able to dynamically expand member, so to manually do that. For my group of countries, and also here, I want to be able to manually drill down, or collapse, or expand that. So let's do that, and now let's see if that works. SharePoint. Yeah?
It's working.
It works, yeah. Good. Good idea. But I don't have any more insight, just more comfortable. That's it. Huh?
Yes.
Okay, so if you want more insight, maybe should I analyze what?
By time?
By time. Let's see.
Filter by time.
Yeah, we're going to filter that, yes. So we are going to filter that by time. And to do that, if you want to filter something, you need to create a new kind of object, which is?
A filter.
A filter. Wow. Could have guessed that. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to...
Sounds like blunt intelligence.
Yes.
To filter search, you need
logic.
A filter.
Yeah, I think we need to focus on the job.
Okay.
So let's get back to a connection, because we need to specify the measure we want to to filter. So again, not a measure, dimension.
Dimension. Yes. So.
And dimension will be date, fiscal year.
Yes, fiscal year.
Fiscal year. Mm-hmm. Fiscal year. And Microsoft fiscal year starts just now, right?
No, is it in June?
It's in July.
It's in July, yeah? July. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, let's select years. And I want to be able to be able to select several years, not mm-hmm. just one. So my filter, let's call that years, mm-hmm. filter has been defined.
Okay.
Okay. Now what should I do?
You should put this on your dashboard.
Okay, let's go back to dashboard. And now I have a new object that will show up here. Years filter. Mm-hmm. Let's put that here. Let's see what happens if we do that. Because I like step by step. I don't like when everything works.
Okay.
I don't know why. I want to...
It's up to you, Serge.
Yeah, but you see, I didn't deploy the page.
Oh.
I have to deploy the page.
Yes, you have to
Not deploy. Remove from workspace, but deploy the page. Mm-hmm. As we did the last demo. We remove that. Okay, now you get a new object here, filters, and...
It's multivariate.
Yeah, multivariate, yeah, choose. Indeed, yeah. Mm-hmm. And still doesn't look very good.
But it doesn't work yet.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah, indeed, it doesn't work. So what should we do? We need to be able to connect that and that.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of, look at this. You just move the filter to this part object. Yeah, so let's do that. Select member unique name and drop that here. Yeah, and let's do that. Let's save, never know.
And deploy.
Deploy.
Okay.
No crash so far.
Maybe choose.
I choose 2003.
Suspense. No.
Four. Maybe two. Or 2 years. Yeah, yes. some achieved the result here. Oof. In Canada.
In Canada.
Yeah, Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Canada is my favorite country. Anyway. So everybody loves Canada.
You notice that. Canada love bikes.
They love bikes. Mm-hmm. We'll see that. We'll see that. Okay, so now the filter has been connected here. But I would like to get more information because I would like to be able to understand what each sale is be able to sell.
Maybe we could make a report on the salesman.
Yes. So let's create another object. So after KPI, scorecard, filter, we have other objects. So one of them is report, and you can create reports based on reporting service if you want. Mm-hmm. Or that's correct.
Yes.
And you can create pure performance point report. That's what we're going to do. Performance point report. We'll see reporting service afterward. And we'll base that, there are many templates here. Okay, let's use analytic grid. I will illustrate the others in another webcast mm-hmm. because otherwise we'll never finish a session. So let's select the data connection we want to make use of. And let's rename that sales by vendor. I put report. Okay, so what do I want to measure? I want to measure, so it's the measure, not the dimension.
Mm-hmm. The sales amount.
Sales amount.
And the quota.
The quota. Also, you did create a variance.
Yes.
You did it, huh? So it's not by default in AdventureWorks, but that's for the webcast, but you can create your own formula.
It's a calculation in the cube.
Did you use MDX to do that?
Yes.
MDX formula, MDX mm-hmm. formula. That's the language to make. It's MDX kind of query for cubes. It's SQL for cubes.
It's the language for the cube in analysis services. Yes.
Exactly. So now that's what we want to measure. And we want to measure that by what? We want to measure that by?
Sales.
By employees, by sales. So it's not a measure, it's a dimension. Mm-hmm. By means dimension, usually. So we have an employee dimension and department hierarchy. So mm-hmm. just drag and drop that. I just want to grab only sales, not all employees. So I'm going to get into sales.
It's always it's good practice to filter.
Yeah, it's always better to filter. And I will dynamically take the children.
The same way you did it in the scorecard.
Exactly. Exactly. So now I get this. I have a new object. I want to display that to my dashboard. So let's go to the dashboard. I will put that on the right side. The new object should be here. So it's report. Of course, mm-hmm. It's definition stored in SharePoint. If I save this, I need to deploy the dashboard. Do I need it? Yes.
Yes.
Deploy?
Always.
Good. So now you get sales by vendor. You can rename that, of course. But now
you get all of them.
I get all of them.
It's messy.
And even the years filter doesn't work on this. Mm-hmm. So I need to be able to connect this and this and this and this. If I select, for instance, click on North America, I want to see only American vendors.
It makes sense.
So how can I do that? Well, it's not rocket science, but first you need to get to your it's not the scorecard?
No.
It's what?
On your report.
It's the report. It's a report, yes. So I need to get to the report, and I need to specify parameters. And they don't call that parameters. They call that background. That's something that will in the background. So, okay. But I'm a geek, so I like the word parameter.
Yes, but background is kind of context, huh? The way you want to see your vendor. Okay.
So I want to use the fiscal year, this one, that's what the one I'm using defining the year. And I want to select what else?
Maybe the sales territory.
The sales territory, because I want to be able to filter by region. So, hop, drag and drop, that's it.
That's fine. Maybe you can't have a better layout.
How can we do that?
To go in edit.
In edit?
In the ribbon. So you can change the number format.
The problem is instead of having parentheses when the number is negative, I want to put.
So yes, you just
here
choose this
and
it's a number.
So it's a number, number and negative
okay.
sign.
Voilà.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thanks. Let's go. Yeah, that works. Okay, so now I've define my parameters, background, and I need to associate all these background filters and so on. So, so I can do this, I think. Select filter here and bind this and this.
The same way you do for scorecard.
So let's select this, maybe unique name, and put that here. With fiscal year. Yeah, that's okay. The default stuff should work. Yeah.
Okay.
And now I have to do the same thing with a
between those.
Yeah, you can also create a connection here. I will show that.
Yes, it's true.
Remember that? So get value from this part,
left.
Which is the left column. We should have renamed that, but doesn't matter. And the value will be sales territory. That's nice. And I will connect that to my source value. So it's up to performance, but to do the work. Select member unique name member row. Sometimes I use member column and it doesn't work. Member row. Well, let's keep your finger crossed because first it's free. It's free and
just if you think to deploy.
Yeah, I have to deploy that because I have new stuff on the dashboard, so I need to redeploy that. So are you still your finger crossed?
Okay.
Yeah. So now if I select France, I get the French guy. Yeah. If I select North America, I get the North Americans. If I select the years, so let's take a look at the number here, 2,500,000. Yeah, million, huh? I change that. That works, so the years flow through the whole scorecard.
But we have a dashboard.
Yeah, it's a dashboard, but I would like to know more, because for instance, I would like to understand what these people do, because that's not very insight. That isn't insight, I can't take this decision. That's pretty easy. Nobody reached the goal. But here, I would like some more details here. So I can change that. I can switch that to another kind of report. Just right-click and select
Bar chart.
Yes. Bar chart. So it's a little bit too small. If I click here, I get
the whole page.
So that's the bar chart. So here are my sales amount quota, sales variance for different vendors. Okay. So, well, from this I cannot do more. But if I take, for instance, which one? I think Pamela.
Yes, Pamela. One?
Pamela.
Why Pamela?
Yeah, I like the name. I don't know why.
Okay, take Pamela.
Yeah, pretty cute. So let's select Pamela, and now I want to drill down. I want to get into what Pamela does. And to do that, I'm going to use decomposition tree. You see, it's all of this stuff is out of the box. Select decomposition tree.
And it's an amazing tool.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's really, mm-hmm. Everybody is completely amazed by that. So that's Pamela does 1.4 million. But I need to know on what.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, I need to use another analysis axis. So if you click there, you get all the analysis axes. And I want to do, okay, what kind of product does Pamela have? Sell. So I can analyze that by category. So she sells a lot of bikes, but not much pulleys or differentials.
Mm-hmm.
And even here in bikes, I can, if I want, I can just click here. Yeah. By the way, technology here is Civilite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
by the way,
pretty well. And if I click here, I can get, for instance, product. So I can get product again. I can have subcategories. So she does well here. On both subcategories.
Even.
Yeah, so for instance here. But I can get more information because does Pamela sells all these products?
Maybe when?
Yeah, when, for instance, the time aspect. So the question is when.
With that's season?
I will get through the time. Maybe delivery date?
Maybe.
Delivery date, yes, let's go that. So, and I will choose month. Okay, so Pamela sells a lot of bikes in September, not much in October, a huge difference. Can we do that here as well? Delivery date? One month? Yeah? Yeah, a huge difference in February 2004. You see? Isn't that great? Funny, huh? So, yeah. Manager will have fun with this tool.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty much what Performance Point is. There are many, many other things you can do with Performance Point and follow the next webcast. Okay. So, do you want to add something? No, it's okay for you?
It's okay.
So let's switch. Let's get back to the slide. Yeah, there's a switching.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Next technology is one of your favorite technology, reporting services. It's your favorite technology, but that's not pure SharePoint.
No.
Right? This
no.
is SharePoint.
But SharePoint is the best practice to deliver.
To share, yes.
Oh, to share, sorry. It's yeah. the keyword, share.
But yeah, SharePoint. But, okay, we won't create reports from scratch because it's not really pure SharePoint. So nothing is pure SharePoint, but reporting service is more for SQL Server. Nevertheless, I think any SharePoint developer should be able to create reports. That's the message as well. And what's very nice in SharePoint is this. It's this one, I think.
The X.
It's this one, yes. So you can, now there is a great interaction between reporting services and SharePoint because you can share your reports in SharePoint and you can create reporting service document libraries
mm-hmm.
like this one. So you put your report here. So there are content type for this.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, if you take one report here, you notice that you can do many, many things. So you can manage description.
Yes.
So any user can get there and say, oh, I want to get my report every day at 8 o'clock in the morning in my mailbox.
It's the same feature you receive in the report manager,
yeah,
classical.
Exactly. But now SharePoint is a first class citizen for reporting service. Well, almost, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a lot. You can manage the way you want the caching refresh to be done, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things to do. You can get an alert, etc. Your versioning, you can associate a workflow, approval workflow. When you create a report, people won't get a report until it's approved, etc. So that's the that's all powerful of SharePoint, which is my favorite tool. But no, that's reporting service here. So let's click on this report. And yeah, in SQL Server 2008 release 2, you can create, or is it 2008 release 2 or report builder? Because many of these reports have been created with report builder, is that correct?
No.
No.
It
not
didn't,
correct.
Sorry.
Or I can be wrong.
That could be edit in a.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
I think
yes.
they can't see the. You're showing your desktop right now. Right?
Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Only
yeah, I will. I will show again. I will. Thank you for. Yeah, I will switch. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
so,
just show.
Yeah. First.
The library.
Yeah, I will show. Yeah.
Exactly. With the context menu.
Exactly. So first, this is a SharePoint website, which is associated with reporting service, and you can create reporting service document library. That's where we are going to store your report, to share your report, and when you put your report, that's reporting service report. You get a lot of functionalities like this one. You see. So you can manage caching option, caching refresh plan. You can subscribe to your report. Oh, I don't.
You are not
subscribe.
On a report. You are on data set.
That's
for
a data set. Yeah.
You have to go to this one.
Yeah, I'm just a SharePoint guy. Is this one?
Yes.
This one is a report. Yeah, the picture.
This
is
one
different.
Is a report. So
yeah, you can subscribe. You can manage your subscription to the
mm-hmm.
report. You can manage your caching here, report history. You can and do all the things that SharePoint provide. That
yes.
probably.
And all the
attendees
things
know.
That report manager do.
And that report manager do, but now it's integrated in SharePoint if you want.
If you want.
So I think you have to install.
But it's a good practice.
It's okay. a good practice to move that to to SharePoint.
Let's see this report now.
Yeah, so let's see the report. And sorry again for the non-sharing stuff. So
like
a SharePointer, yeah, SharePointer, we don't share the desktop. Okay, so it takes a while to run this report first time. But this one, this report has been created with Report Builder 3.0. This one or Visual Studio?
No,
you can do both.
You can do both. You can do both. But this one was created with Visual Studio.
Visual Studio.
I think.
That's an out-of-the-box report you get.
All of the samples are from Microsoft.
From Microsoft.
Huh? From
that's,
Microsoft.
That's the out-of-the-box.
So
you can get them when you have AdventureWorks. Huh?
Okay.
So this, look at this. You can create maps. Huh?
Yes.
So you can create interactive
it's a,
maps.
It's a new feature.
It's a new feature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
With geographical data.
Geographical data, indeed, yeah. So it's interactive, so you can click on, for instance, click on this
yes.
one, shops. And
mm-hmm. Yes.
Oops, I clicked twice. But
you will see.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's the list of the customer for a store.
From a store, yes. So
mm-hmm.
you get this. So it's normally report, huh? So you can print that, you can export that to PDF, Excel, Word, and so on. Word is new? Word is new? Export to Word, that's
yes,
a new feature.
Yes.
Huh? I think that's pretty interesting,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Okay, so that you can customize that, you can change that if you want afterwards. That's nice.
But Excel is the more from chosen format.
Excel is the favorite tool? That
yes,
yeah.
or PDF.
PDF as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all about reporting service. Well, it's integrated. I mean, that's not really SharePoint, but SharePoint and non-SharePoint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's very powerful. Also, you can display KPIs in the reporting service.
Yes, absolutely. And chart, and it's
yeah.
a very rich
so
editor.
We can even define KPI in the database, in the cube.
Yes.
If you want, in the cube, can have the KPI as well.
The cube can have the KPIs, but the client of the cube have to be aware of that.
Okay.
So you need a rich client. With Excel, it's okay, but with a third part, it's not necessary, okay?
Okay,
to
right.
get your KPI.
Okay, let's get back to the content, and I will try not to forget to share again. I was too focused. Let's click on
Could
the slide.
Depend.
There's a delay, I know. Yeah,
okay.
Here we go.
Next one.
The next one is BI search. I won't get into BI search, but what you have to know is this. When you use the FAST search engine, which is an amazing search engine part of SharePoint 2010, well, you can use it with SharePoint 2010, then FAST search can be BI aware, which means that you can search through dimensions. Okay, so if you search through, for instance, region or whatever, FAST can know that you are looking through the dimension, region, or sales, or vendors, etc. So it's really BI aware. It's amazing.
Powerful.
Yeah, that's also for another webcast. There's been a live meeting previously on Fast Search by Joris Pullman. Okay, next, tool that can give an insight to your data is a Visio service. And basically, Visio service allow you to create Visio diagram with Visio rich client. You need Visio 2010 to do that. And then you can share that to SharePoint, because in SharePoint, we have a new server-side application called Visio Services, which is a service application, so it scales. You can run that on different server, load balancing, etc. And you can bind your Visio shapes with data stored in many kind of data source. So, and this tool can give an insight, can give a meaning to your data. And so you can do something like this. So you design your Visio diagram, and I don't see we will see that here, but you see shape can switch back. So you can light some shapes, so you can put whatever you want, as we will illustrate in the demo. And thanks to Visio service, you can render your Visio diagram in any browser, including Chrome with Service Pack 1, with SharePoint 2010 Service Pack 1. You can even support Chrome if you want. If you have Silverlight on your workstation, it's better, so if you have a very nice rendering. Otherwise, the picture will be rendered as a, well, the diagram will be rendered as a picture, which works quite well as well. I have to mention that. And the data source for your diagram can be SQL Server, Excel, SharePoint List, OLEDB, ODBC, and you can create custom data provider. We'll mention that later on. And also you can add automatic refresh. So if you change the data, you get a refresh in your diagram. And you can even specify the refresh rate. Time for a demo?
Yes.
Let's go. So let's get back to... Oh, yeah, I have to share the my desktop.
Nice boy.
Yeah. Yeah, share. So, now... What I want to do is this, and I have to mention that I've grabbed that from a book. I tried the whole tutorial. I will get the book reference. I will put the book reference in the last slide of my PowerPoint, so you'll get that if you want. So I want to display the following diagram, to share the following diagram, the Visio diagram. So airport. Yeah, I will just remove this. So this one, you see, that's a Visio diagram. So I will show you that in Visio Rich Client. And this illustrates an airport.
It's the legal part.
Yeah, it's not grass in green. No? So that's the airport. And in the airport, we have five slots. So one for each airline company. And have data stored in SharePoint. So I will show you this data. So I will create a SharePoint list based on a template that I defined before. Let's call that airport data. I'll keep this name. Right. And here, you see, I have data for each airline company, so British Airways, Air France, etc. So you have number of flight run, number of canceled flight, arrival delay, for instance. So we want to give some meaning to this data. So we want to map that to a Visio diagram here. So let's go to data, link data to shape, select one of your data sources, there are many. I'm going to use SharePoint list. Select your website URL. I want to grab airport data. You can link that to a view if you want. Finish. Here we go. So here are the data. Mm-hmm. And now you can just bind each row.
So easy.
That's very easy.
Okay. And so you associate the shape
and the data. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to make sure I use Air India here. Yeah. So you get this, which is not very pretty. And you can customize that. So you see there is a link icon, which means that the data is linked with the shape. Mm-hmm. And we can customize the way we want to display the information here by customizing what we call a data graphic or a shape data. You can edit data graphic. So a data graphic is a graphical object with many properties. For instance, I want to show the data just below the shape. You see? So I can define this. I want to move the shape in the center and just below the shape. that will be the default position for each shape. For instance, you see here, data field title is this title here. I'm going to specify that I want this to use the following layout, heading 2, and I don't want any border, so I don't want any line or around the data. I want to do the same thing for number of flight run here. I want to use default position, yes. Style will be heading 2, and border type is none. Let's go. It works. I want to do more. I want to have a kind of KPI. Look at this. I want to bring another data, which is arrival delay. Arrival delay. So I will put some data here, and arrival delay will be. Let me edit the data graphic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I will add a new item here, which is arrival delay. And I want to associate another kind of picture, icon set. There are many icon set here, you see. You can even provide your own if you don't like the default one. So I'm going to select this. No, not really a KPI, so I don't remember the value, but what are the value? I want to display the following stuff.
It was 5?
5, 10, yeah. So I don't mind them. So if it's less than 5, that's correct. Less than 5. If it's less than or equal than 10. Less than equal than 15. Again, my grandma could do that. Huh? Yeah, let's see if that works, because you never know. Life is so complicated sometimes. I want to use default position, the one I defined before, this one. And here we go. Isn't that pretty? Nice.
Yes,
I should have moved this.
Not nice for
place.
British Airways.
Yes, not very good. If you change data in SharePoint list, this will be reflected automatically here.
Okay.
Now we want to do what?
To publish.
Let's share that. So let's save that. You need to save your diagram. And just specify your... I'm going to specify my website. And is it a good one? Yes. And this will be, let's call that airport. Make sure your format is VDW, which is a kind of XAML file. That's for geeks. So you can rename that and open it, and you'll see that's XAML. And now if you go to your document library, you'll find, where is it? Here. Airport. Isn't that great? If I change data, it's going to be changed here.
And could you get more information for one company?
Yeah. Normally, you just select the company, or I could have changed that because the border here could be different. You just select it and click here, and you get more data if you want.
Nice.
Okay.
Very nice.
And of course, this is Silverlight, so you can do a lot of things. You can zoom, you can move, you can... I don't know if people can follow that, because... Live meeting, there is a delay, so I have to be careful.
It's kind of bumpy. But
it's kind of bumpy. Okay.
I think they get the idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be. Yeah. Okay. So now, if you want, you can display that in a web part next to other things. And for instance, I won't do that, but I think you have to believe me. You can do more. For instance, here I have the following picture, which is bound to SQL Server. So this comes from a database, a table in SQL Server. So it's a set of monuments that people can visit, and on each monument there is a data graphic. So for each column you have this. And for instance, visitors is this thermometer here. You see.
Mm-hmm.
So if I select visitor, edit item, you see thermometer, and you specify maximum value, minimum value, and that's it. And you can share that. You see. So, for instance, you can do things like this. I've put that somewhere here because I hope that people can follow. So this, small, I think. This is my diagram. So it's bound, it's grabbed data from SQL Server. And you can put that in a web part. I don't have the time to do the old stuff. And I put that in a page. Page is another library. Sorry if I forget to find a page. It's this one. Yeah, look at this. So now, this is my picture. Okay. And what is interesting is, if you click there, you can interact with every element. So you can grab the data. Huh? By doing what? By using JavaScript. So you can create a JavaScript code that will communicate with the web part. Yes, yes. Because the reason is, in Visio Service, you have we call that a mashup API. It's an API that allows a developer to customize the thing, to interact with the thing. It's very open indeed. Mm-hmm. So you put a content editor part, you put JavaScript there, and you interact with the form, and you use the client object model if you want to do more. So that's pretty easy. Okay. So I will show that in another demonstration. Let's get back to the content. Okay. After Visio Service, so indeed you can extend Visio Service. We call that Visio Service extensibility. So you can use the mashup API, do the kind of code I did to interact with the shape. You can create custom data providers. You can bind your shape to a mainframe if you want, or Azure. Even Azure, you can do that, it's very easy. You can create your own custom data graphic if needed. Okay, the other tool, one of the most powerful tools, is Excel Service. So basically, with Excel Service, you can create dashboard as well, complex dashboard, and you can share that in the company. Mm-hmm. Thanks to a new layer called Excel Service. So use Excel 2007 or 2010. Mm-hmm. You move that to SharePoint, and anybody can see one version of the truth, because that's a problem in BI. People create BI reports, but then many people can use different version of the Excel spreadsheet if you don't share that correctly. So the best place to do that is to put your spreadsheet in SharePoint. Let's take a look at this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. I have to share my desktop again. And let's close Performance Point dashboard. Okay, let's clean up, do some cleanup work. I will close Visio. Okay, let's get back to my website. When you create a website based on the BI template, you get a document library. And in this document library, you have an Excel spreadsheet, which is this one. And this spreadsheet is pretty interesting. Because look at this, that's pure web. Running in SharePoint, but that's pure web. You just need any browser to use that. And you can interact with the spreadsheet. It's a dynamic spreadsheet. So we have in Excel 2010, that's Excel 2010, we have a new tool called the slicers, which allow you to slice through the data. For instance, here, I have the list of item, I have the list of province, I have sales by product, so sales by item here in this picture, sales by region. If I click on, for instance, California, you will see that here, the filter here has been modified, because in California you only have this kind of product. And this has been reflected in this picture, in this chart, and here, sales by product for all of this product. So that's the slicers. And what I want to do is to show you how to quickly create this kind of stuff from scratch. Well, almost from scratch. So I will start from Excel Rich Client, and I will deploy that to SharePoint. So let's get here. So that's the, I will make a copy of the spreadsheet that you get by default. I will name that as, let's call that test. Again, it's not
very
original.
Creative.
Yeah, I'm very not very creative. Is it this one or this one?
This one, test. Look at the time.
Yeah. Time? Okay. Okay, let's go. So I'm opening this spreadsheet, you see. And basically, this worksheet here grabbed the data from another spreadsheet, which is this one. That's a normal Excel table, okay? So we want to be able to do that in SharePoint, to share that in SharePoint. So, so Excel is actually a development tool for SharePoint developers as well, or power users. So it's a tool for SharePointers.
You can say that.
Yeah, so first, if I want to do this, so basically I want to see sales by product, so I need to get to the table. It's not this one, table. And I want to do something from here. So I will need to do, did I share the desktop? I think I shared it. I need to create a pivot table. So many people know how pivot table works. I don't have to explain that. So you create a pivot table on a new worksheet. Okay, so here you get the field. And what I want to measure, I want to measure purchase amount. Okay, and I want to do that by item. Correct?
That's right.
Okay, and now when you have this, when you have a pivot table, you can directly use a slicer.
Yes.
In Rich Client, but also in SharePoint. So just select the Power Pivot, just insert slicer, boom. Select what you want to filter. I want to filter my data by country.
By province.
By province. Okay, let's use province, by item name. You get your slicer, that's out of the box, that works. It's just work. Look at this. Let's select California. That's the product sold in California. And you see the slicer here has been adapted. If I select California and British Columbia, which is, by the way, in Canada, you get this. You see? So that's very, very easy, very powerful. Okay. So to get back to the to this picture here, sales by product, well, to do that, that's very easy. Yeah? Select this, insert, chart, column, this one,
mm-hmm.
and that's it, and you get the picture. You see, you get it?
Yes.
And this, yes?
It works directly with the slicer.
And that works with the slicer. If mm-hmm. I select, you see, California, oh, that works automatically. So that's amazing, mm-hmm. no? Especially if you share that on SharePoint. That's a web product as well. So yeah. Excel is a web product.
How do you share this to SharePoint?
Just save, put that in the document library, and that's it. That's it. For instance, I can do more. If I want to do this, sales by region, so I need to create another pivot table where I will do that by region. I will get rid of this because I need more room. Let's get to the data source, which is this. I put a new, I can even do that. I think I can say, I want to add a new pivot table here, pivot table.
Pivot chart.
Even pivot table. And I will select the data from here, sales information, and I think I need to specify the table name, which is table one. So you get your new pivot table right here, and next you can say, okay, I want to analyze purchase amount, but I want to do that by country.
That's right.
Now, take this, put your
a pie,
for instance, mm-hmm. yeah. I change the style.
Okay.
And look at this. If I click on California, pie doesn't change. Because you see, I still have three countries. California is only in one country. So I need to synchronize this, the slicers, and the new pivot table.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of selecting the slicers, the slicer, and go to option, pivot table connection. Click. The second pivot table. Do the same with this one. Up. And now, if I select Alaska, I will get. I get only USA. Alaska is in USA. I thought British Columbia is in Canada. And
okay.
Quebec, you know. So that works. If I change this, this product is only sold in USA. This one is sold, only USA as well. If I select this one, I need to find other product. You can remove the filter. Oh, Carcoal, Carcoal is only in Australia and the USA, not mm-hmm. in Canada. Isn't that great?
And it is very great because the analyst, the second category of people who consume business intelligence are Excel guys.
Yeah, these people are Excel guys. Well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and developers should become Excel guys as well. That's what I think.
Maybe.
That's what I believe. So before sharing that to SharePoint, because that's our goal, making mm-hmm. that a web stuff, I would like to show you this. For instance, you can also create KPIs in Excel. That's amazing. For instance, this is just a rule, manage rule. You see that? That's a new rule. Just edit, select the icon style you want to use for your KPI,
and set the
and the logic for the KPIs, and that's it. Easy. Another thing, the spark lines. Yeah, spark lines. Look at this. A spark line that gives you a trend on all the data. And that's the trend on this product based on the historic data, which is here, historic price, which is in another worksheet. Here, you see, that's the data. Here, sorry about that. So just to show you how that works, I will remove that, spike lines, clean, and I will show you how to do that. Put your cursor here, insert, you see, spark line, select where you want to grab the data from. I want to grab that from historic price. Where? Here. It's amazing. Yeah, till here. Click OK. Let's get back to, yeah, that works.
Uh-huh.
And now you can extend that to
yes.
Like this.
Yes.
And now, yeah, you can share that. So how can we share that to SharePoint? Let's
publish
that. Save and send. Save to SharePoint. If you want, you can specify exactly what you want to share. Do you want to share the whole workbook, or do you want to share
the first one?
Sheet by sheet, or even the slicer. So everything is object. Even the slicer are parameters. Look at this. That's my slicer. So if I can interact with the slicer, even by writing code or by using web service or whatever, I can do that. So I will keep the whole workbook. I will save that to my SharePoint site. MS Demo, yeah. Test. Here we go. And now we get here. Test. That works. That's my quick and dirty tool. Slicer works, I guess. I can remove the filter. I can do this. That works. Yeah, let's remove that. Yeah, that works. You see? So,
okay.
And even more, if you are a developer, by using this API, there are some developers as well. By using the what we call that the REST API, the Excel Service REST API, you can interact with all these objects from any kind of client. For instance, if you do this, look, you just provide the REST API URL, your document library, your file, followed by a model. You can get this. You can subscribe to this object, you see. So, for instance, you can say this. I want to get my chart, this chart.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this case, it's a picture. You can put that in a Word, Excel, or a PHP application, or a Java application, or any kind of exotic application if you want. And if your data source gets changed, then the graph will be refreshed as well. So that's amazing, no? So that's the Excel Service REST API. So the last technology I want to show you.
Maybe just a time check.
Yeah,
5 minutes over the scheduled time.
So
I don't know how much you still have to cover, but
maximum 10 minutes.
Okay.
So the last technology is Power Pivot. So what's the problem? The problem is, and I will illustrate that in the demo. The problem is, using Excel as we did is very nice, but in BI you have to handle huge amount of data. And that's why Microsoft provides a new tool called Power Pivot. The rename is SQL Server Power Pivot for Excel and SQL Server Power Pivot for SharePoint. And this tool, and I will show you the demo here, allow you to bring data from different kind of data source, and you can store in Excel more than 100 millions of row like this, because there is a kind of compression engine in that. Look at this. Let's go to PowerPivot. You have a new window when you install the add-in, PowerPivot add-in.
Yes.
You have to download that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get this kind of window. And then you can...
So you forget to share.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, again. Good.
Okay.
Good. Let's get here. Desktop. Yes. Thank you. Okay, so here, when you run Excel, I will show you again.
No. Yes.
Yeah, let's go here. So here, Excel. So we have PowerPivot here. So click on PowerPivot window. So you get the PowerPivot environment. Behind this, there is an engine called VertiPack. That's correct?
Yes.
Which allows you to work in highly compressed data and huge amount of data. You can bring data from different kind of data source, SQL Server, Analysis Service, much more. You see here, Azure Access, Oracle, Teradata, Sybase, DB2, even Azure Data Market. I suggest that you take a look at Azure Data Market if you want to get public data. And for instance, here, I will bring data from SQL Server. I will say I want to bring data from here, from this database, AdventureWorks, and I want to grab the following view, finished. Okay, so now all the data come into this engine. Doesn't take a lot of room, so for instance, sales. And now you can add new data source. For instance, I will use the same database. If you have the time, I don't know. Here, I want to get the employee table. I will just select a few columns, the key, the sales territory, first name, last name, and I want to grab only the sales. So somewhere I can use a filter to grab the data. It's not salary, it's sales.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. So select only sales, guy here. So here, you get your data, finish. Okay, now another data source from my database, same database. It will be sales territories. So you bring the table and you will link all this table together. Oops, sales territory. I want to use region,
country,
group. Here we go. Finish, and I can even grab data from Excel, normal Excel. Okay, so I have three tables here, and I will just go here and select these two columns here. I will copy that to Excel, normal Excel. Paste this. I will just get the remove duplicate. And now I can say, okay, guys, this data will become a PowerPivot link table. So here, PowerPivot, create link table. Now I've four tables, and you can link this table together. We don't have the time to go through all the demo, but I will explain. So you can link all this table together, so you can make relationship. And then from Excel, you can create pivot table based on this data source. So you can create pivot table, you can create pivot chart, as I did show you before. So you get the same result as what we did before, but all the data can be in Excel, and you can put 100 million of rows in Excel. Well, it's not really in Excel, it's in this specific engine. When this is ready, you can save your spreadsheet to SharePoint, okay? And then this PowerPivot data will be managed by a server-side PowerPivot engine call VertiPack as well,
mm-hmm.
which work with reporting service. So
no,
you do,
analyze.
Oh, sorry, analyzing service. Analyzing service.
Just show the slide with all
the. Yeah, we don't have the time to show everything. So I will. That's for another webcast, maybe. So here I will show you the architecture. So basically, it's like a normal spreadsheet, but the data source is local. Well, local, it's on the Excel, and then you share it on on SharePoint. So the architecture is this one. Let's go through the architecture. Okay, so you just store your spreadsheet on SharePoint. Then when user click on the spreadsheet, the request will be handled by Excel Web Access, which will handle that to calculation service, so Excel services, which will get the spreadsheet, will notice that, hey, there is a link to a Power Pivot data. And then it will invoke the Power Pivot service, which will query the data to analyze the service. And that's where the VertiPack engine, which can handle a huge amount of data, will be triggered.
Yes, and it's important to mention that now this version in SharePoint is an instance of analysis service, and in Denali we will have the choice to install analysis service with VertiPack or with the old one.
That's true. And even more, in analysis service today, to use the SQL of analysis service is MDX. But now, if you can also do multi-dimension query in Power Pivot with a new language called
DAX.
Data Access Analysis, which is very powerful, easier than MDX. It's the syntax is very Excel-like. You don't notice the difference.
We reach the Excel people with this.
Yes, and indeed, the new version of SQL Server called Denali, which is beta now, will use this, what we call VertiPack engine, Power Pivot, as a native engine. So that it will be a first-class citizen in Denali. So there is a future to Power Pivot, very important future, and I encourage you to learn Power Pivot, because that's very exciting, and you can leverage your Excel skills on real BI data, huge amount of data.